Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is Monday, which means Ruhlman's is not open today or tomorrow. It opens up on Wednesday to the public. It was open yesterday. It's Segovia's, the Mexican restaurant turned into on Sunday nights. I'm sure it had a great crowd.
I saw some photos.
You did?
Yeah, it looked incredible with what they were.
The menu looks awesome.
Yeah, it looked incredible. And that's Phil. Phil expands everything. And all of a sudden, he's got a high-end Mexican restaurant on Sundays only.
Sunday nights only, yes.
Wow.
You saw them. You saw pictures.
Saw photos of what was going on there. Looked pretty incredible to me. So thank you for Phil for doing that. It has incredible staff. And they'll be up and rolling here again a couple days.
Yes, Wednesday back open for business. And by the way, reminder, if you are trying to get pumped up for the season, next Wednesday, August 27th, the stool will be out at Ruhlman's. 6 p.m. doors open, 7 p.m. the show begins. We're going to preview the season, preview Cincinnati. Bill's going to give us what's your highlight that night, Bill?
Just some insight of what's going on at this time of year, kind of what things that I expect to see from both teams, just because of how things generally, how you would attack a first game of the year, what you should be looking for, things to note. So just little things of that nature,
like what they're doing on that night. We'll be sitting at Ruhlman's. They'll be doing something different.
We can talk about that. Yeah. They will not. Will the team be at Ruhlman's? To our knowledge,
that'd be
nice. I thought we're going to stop in, have a meal with us, and head down to KC. That'd be awesome.
I would encourage you, don't walk in. This is a reservation only. So if you want to go to this, please text or call Phil.
I have directly.
I have his cell phone number for you. Do not delay. Get your table. Get your spot. Text Phil this morning or whenever you listen to the podcast. This 402-403-8640. Again, the number 402-403-8640. Text or call Phil Ruhlman to book your spot today for next Wednesday at Ruhlman Steakhouse, our season preview. Makes plans today. It should be fun. We have a big crowd.
Prime rib
and other items on the buffet.
They're going to
have
chicken, too.
It's going to be a huge buffet.
He said specifically chicken.
Chicken.
He did say chicken. Chicken and prime rib. And
I imagine that's fried chicken. I'm going to have a big piece of white meat.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Probably a breast.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I am.
I'm going to go with a wing. I'm going to have a wing.
How about a breast and a wing?
That'd be nice to do that.
It's a good comp. It is. I'm having it. But I know I'm already thinking about it.
I might get a to-go box if Phil will let us.
Get a piece of chicken. You know how good that is in the morning.
Really good.
Good God.
Anytime you have leftover food, it's really good.
Tater says, that sounds like a burner number. No, that's not a burner. That is Phil's actual phone number. He said, I was concerned putting it out there, but I'm doing it. That is Phil Ruhlman's real cell phone number.
Sounds like a burner.
Not a burner number. It's a real deal. By the way, before we get to Michigan. Quick shout out. This is from Wendell. Says, thank you, Coach Bush, for coming out to Palmyra last night. What a great message to our boys, but to our community also. My boy helped set up your equipment. And when I mean help, he pretty sure they tangled up the extension cords even more. LOL. It's Wendell.
They had
Palmyra.
Set up a.
I see the blow-up screen. That is that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, they had a blow-up screen.
Have you seen one of those?
I have seen it. I just didn't expect it. They had it organized. Palmyra is their ascending community. They got things.
The deal looks nice.
Their
too.
Complex is ridiculous. I pull up. They have all. It's field turf, brand new. Everything's brand new.
It looks awesome in this picture.
I'm like, hold
it. Field turf?
Yes.
Field turf.
It looks good.
Little kids.
Yeah. Well, it's the high school plays there also, but it's remarkable. And Palmyra is obviously going to explode. There and Bennett is going crazy with expansion. And Bennett comes to Palmyra for school. They have elementary school there. Then they come over. So I would look for that to take off. Thank you very much. But it was an incredible night.
Those are little Wendell. Third and fourth graders playing.
Yeah, and some fifth graders in there, yes.
Wow.
We have an update on Michigan's punishment for the sign-stealing scandal with Connor Stallions. That was quite an ordeal. This is from Friday. In a document sent to the school Friday, the NCAA's Committee on Infractions sanctioned the Wolverines with the following penalties. A fine equivalent to the anticipated loss of all postseason competition revenue with the 2025-2026 football seasons. 10-year show cause for Jim Harbaugh, 8-year show cause for Connor Stallions. So the Sharon's Moore extension now is 3 games instead of 2 games. And a $50,000 fine as well, plus a reduction in football official visits during this upcoming season. No postseason ban, though. No postseason ban for Michigan. The money is a lot, but
take this over, Steve. I got to look something up here real quick.
Okay, so no postseason ban, no scholarship reductions. It's a big money grab by the NCAA. So the NCAA is just doing what everybody else does in college football, which is just grabbing millions of dollars. Yep. In this case, probably about $35 million.
So it's, first they said 20, but by it's all said, $35 million.
Yeah, so Ross Dellinger.
As Matt Hayes writes in USA Today, that you're kind of helping pay that $2.8 billion in the house settlement that's owed to former athletes. It's 1.25% of $2.8 billion. Harbaugh.
Yeah. 10-year show cause.
He's out for 15 years. I mean, he's out. He's banned for 15 years. Effectively.
This morning driving in, I was listening to Dusty and Danny, and Cannell said that it's tainted.
What, the championship?
The championship is tainted.
Okay, that's what people got to decide.
They still have the championship. Dusty pushed back a little bit. They're just having a conversation. I enjoy listening to it. And some of it, I'm like, okay, I just want to hear this out. And it was interesting on both parts. But however you look at it, tainted or not, the one thing that comes up with that championship every time is there's a definite asterisk to it because there's something else discussed. Mm-hmm. Your head coach has been suspended. He's been show cause for 15 years. Mm-hmm. He missed half the season, the regular season.
6 games.
So that does make it awful interesting when you say tainted. They did win it on the field. They had an extremely talented team. Mm-hmm. It's like a rabbit hole. I really don't want to go down that much, but there's never a time.
I don't know.
There's never a time when someone doesn't talk about that season. I mean, Florida State, Jameis Winston won it, right? With about what? 12 years ago, 14 years ago?
Yeah, 2013. 12 years ago.
Is it really talked about much?
No.
Is the 2018 team, is the LSU team I was on talked about just being good? You know, and there's nothing, what national championship right now, which name one that is talked about, the only one you hear?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
About the most is the crazy late penalty, Ohio State-Miami. Mm-hmm. On the pass interference, game was over. Miami's on the field, and all of a sudden, a flag comes out. Yeah. That's talked about. But still, it's like that was it.
This, yeah, I get what you're saying.
There's not one that has any sort of even a controversy, does it?
Not really.
I mean,
I don't know. People forget. They'll do it on this. They'll do it on this one, too. And you got to decide
it's
yourself.
It's tainted for the moment, but yeah.
You got to decide yourself if Stallions, what he did even helped. There's some people that would suggest that it wasn't a big help.
So a couple things that are the most interesting that I heard on researching this or just listening to all my time when I was on the road by far was that he sent people to film the opposing teams on other games. So let's just say it's Rutgers playing whoever, and they'd send somebody 50-yard line opposite side to film everything. Yeah. And then one of the times the person he sent was who?
I don't know.
His mom. His mom went. He sent his mom. That is hilarious to me. I can't imagine Sharon getting in a Sharon all of a sudden getting a
mom. Just keep the phone trained on this guy.
Yeah, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Oh, I mean, you got the wrong guy.
That was mom. I mean that just blew my mind. Now whether it was brought up on a show yesterday as if it was written up in the documents that his mom was one of the filmers to go with it. The one thing that is true is that sign stealing. That has gone on forever. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they have the quad box that Oregon ran and started with all the different signals and stuff of what plays they're running? Because people were stealing signs. This is based off of two things. They obtained, through sending people out illegally, the chance that Connor Stallions is even on the wrong sideline of a college game. Mm-hmm. was the big part of it. And then the next part was just that Connor Stallions could stand right next to the coordinators and then have people say they didn't know who he was.
That is the problem.
That's the problem.
I mean, Jim Harbaugh is meticulous. I mean, he's a megalomaniac. You think Jim Harbaugh didn't know who Connor Stallions was? And if he did, that's almost worse. I mean, okay, this guy's standing right next to you.
Get to stand in the box next to coaches.
Right.
I mean,
right next to Harbaugh.
If I showed up at the Cincinnati-Nebraska game on Cincinnati's sideline, their coach Satterfield, whoever, would be aware within 4 seconds, who are you? Right. Why are you in the coach's box? What is going on?
Right.
Exactly. What are you doing? You don't get to stand next to the – I've never once been coaching a game as a defensive coordinator or whatever and been like, a lot of guys here, I don't know who they are. I know who everybody is, and they all have a role.
You think Harbaugh doesn't know who's on his sideline? Does it bother you at all that Harbaugh claims no knowledge of
this? Yes, it does.
Obviously he does.
Right.
But then get 15 years show cause. 10 now, we already had the additional part on. I mean, think about that.
I have.
I'm not going to wait. Just text in randomly and Jake can report. So everyone says, everyone's saying the same thing. Not a big deal. $30 million, they're still the champions. So right now, Nebraska fans, do you take the national championship this year? Do you take it? Your head coach is going to be fired at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have 15 years show cause. A couple assistants will be fired, and you'll be the major focus for the next 6 years of what happened during it.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Would you do it? Because the word out that you read is, hell yes.
I think fans say yes. A title?
People say hell
yes. Championship?
So I'm asking Nebraska fans, where are you at? Do you take it this year? Right now, this year. National championship with the exact same results. Your head coach will be gone. Be coaching back in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
15-year show cause.
Does it affect your opinion if you just tack on the fact that they were two-time offender, they were just coming off of a COVID recruiting scandal?
They were. Yep.
I mean, they're a repeat offender.
So it'd just be interesting to see what
early response is no, but I'm gonna say, listen, this is a national championship. You're desperate for success here and results at Nebraska.
Jim, we talked about what Jim would say. He was asked, what he would say to a reporter who asked him, and he was asked, and all he said was, "I'm not going to engage." That's what he said.
He did.
I'm not going to engage.
I just don't know how you don't have some form of engagement when it's.
Don't you have to say something?
Wouldn't you at least say something in the form of like this? It troubles me because that's my alma mater.
And he just says no comment.
But now listen, I'm good. If he says it troubles him, it's sort of an admission, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but I understand why he's not.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to. So I'm not like going, I need to hear from him. I never thought you'd hear from him. Didn't think. But here's one that's just so interesting, which you guys have all read this, right? Now, by the way,
I read a lot of stuff.
So this would be my favorite. USC. One thing happened to him. Reggie Bush's parents take a house.
Yep.
They didn't get the house. They just had the house for free. They were punished for 7 years. 2-year bowl ban.
Jeez.
30 revoked scholarships. 14 vacated wins. 1 vacated national championship. 1 vacated Heisman. That's what happened to him because they had a parent took a house. These guys had, there's nothing vacated. There's nothing.
Nope.
I think there would have been vacated wins or different things would have happened if it wouldn't have been a national championship team. I don't think they want to touch on that one. I think they're just like, I do not want anything to do with taking away a national championship. Now, they did it to USC.
Mm-hmm. The NCAA explained that it didn't want to punish players who weren't involved.
Which exactly they did to USC.
They absolutely said,
we will crush you for the next 10 years. Then that's what they did.
They did.
They came out and said, we will crush you. Mm-hmm. And they did it
I'm just
to
saying
them.
What the NCAA said.
Yeah. But that's never been their deal. How many times has that conversation come up? Why are you punishing kids that are here now with a bowl ban, with everything? Right. It's like, why are
who
you
had
doing
nothing
that?
To do with it.
And now it's just like, you know, we'll just take the $30 million and that'll help us gain some money. I mean, Tennessee was the last one that got fined big. Theirs was $8
million. This is going to get to 35, it looks like.
$35 million.
They were 40-3 during the period of 2021, 2022, and 2023 during the alleged time frame. 40-3. I don't know.
No wins vacated. No postseason ban. Just money.
No scholarship reduction.
No.
And his mom was in the stadium.
Yeah.
Filming.
Your friend Ross Dellinger wrote that the tipster was a Michigan person, a Michigan booster. I don't know who. Nobody knows who it was. But it wasn't an Ohio State person. It was a Michigan booster.
So this is going on.
Yeah. The tipster.
When we come back, Bills, Thrills, and Song of the Day next to early break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.